So tonight's topic is the mitzvah of Kiddush. So we said last week that that the mitzvah, don't get scared, the only book I brought tonight is the Zohar. But I hope you'll be okay with that.
No, I'm scared.
Something light, yeah.
Yeah, some light reading.
Some light reading. Light.
Exactly. So last week we pointed out that in the Torah we have the psukim in the Ten Commandments which say the following. They say, "Zachor et Yom HaShabbat l'kadsho." Remember the Shabbos day to sanctify it. Sheish et Yamim Ta'aseh Melacha. The 6 days you should do creative work. V'Yom HaShvi'i, and the 7th day Shabbos LaHashem Elokecha. It's Shabbos unto Hashem your God. Right? Lo ta'aseh kol melacha. Don't do any creative work. Count with me. Ata ubincha, ubitecha, ba'adecha, ba'amascha, ve'emtecha, ve'gercha, shebi shorecha. Okay, these 7 units should not do creative work. Why? Ki sheishis yamim hasa Hashem es ha-shamayim es-haaretz. Because for 6 days Hashem made the heavens and the earth. Es ha-yam es-kol ha-shabam, the sea and everything that's in them. Vayalach vayam ha-shavi and Hashem, quote unquote, rested on the 7th day. He rested from his work on the 7th day. Al kein beirach Hashem et yom haShabbat v'kadshehu. That's why Hashem sanctified the 7th day and made it holy. Okay, so we say this, and I was sitting and meditating about these psukim to absorb the message, and I wanted to highlight some points that we might know or gloss over. When we come to terms to the Zachor Yom Shabbos in the Kiddush, and it might make our Kiddush much more meaningful. We say this part of the Kiddush on Shabbos morning, but this actually, getting back to basics, this actually Zachor Yom Shabbat L'Kadsho is the pasuk that teaches us in the Torah of the mitzvah of making Kiddush. And according to Maimonides, the Rambam, it's the mitzvah of making Kiddush at the onset of Shabbos and making Havdalah as Shabbos departs. So it's actually to have like bookends on the Shabbos. It's not according to everyone. According to others, Kiddush doesn't have to be made at the onset of Shabbos. It's made as a introduction to Shabbos, but it's not, there are no bookends. So Maimonides has this unique view of Kiddush, the mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah being one, that you begin the Shabbos with words, with commemorating the words, and you end the Shabbos with the words of Havdalah. Okay. So firstly, what I want to do is split up this entire phrase into two. Okay? Here we go. Think about it. I'm going to say it in English. Remember the Shabbos day to keep it holy. 6 days you should do creative work, and on the 7th day it is a Shabbat to Hashem your God. That's part one. Now, do not do any creative work, not you, not your son, not your daughter, and so on and so forth, the whole list of seven people enumerated in the Pasuk, because Hashem made the world and everything that it encompasses in 6 days, and he rested on the 7th day. Therefore, Hashem said to sanctify the Shabbos. So, the two parts are, remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. 6 days, for a 6 day unit, Sheshet Yamim, the 6 day unit, do creative activity, and on the 7th day, it's Shabbos unto Hashem. That's the first unit. Meaning, the way you remember and sanctify Shabbos is by doing work the 6 days and recognizing that the 7th day is unto Hashem. Now there's a whole other part. Don't do creative work on the 7th day, because Hashem did creative work in six days, and on the 7th day he rested. Therefore, Hashem sanctified the Shabbos. But the point is, here there's an emphasis on the 7th day. It starts, it tells you, don't do creative work. Lo ta'aseh kol melacha. You and everyone who's attached to you. Right? Why? Because Hashem didn't work for 7 days and he rested on the seventh. So in a sense, we could say that the first part of the statement relates to the 6 days. Remember the Shabbos to sanctify it. Work for 6 days. And the seventh day is to Hashem. Like, it's kind of emphasizing the 6 days, and the 7th day is onto Hashem. So the way we remember that Shabbos is holy is by doing work on the 6 days, and remembering there's something special, the Yom HaShvi, and the 7th day is Shabbos to Hashem. Whereas on the second part of the phrase, we're focusing on the 7 days. We're saying like this, we're on the 7th day. We're saying that don't do any creative work, blah, 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 on the Shabbos, on the 7th day, because Hashem did creative work on the 6 days, and on the 7th day, He rested. Meaning, don't do creative work on the 7th day, because Hashem rested on the 7th day. So we have the focus on the 6 days, and then we have, in a sense, focus on the 7th day. So that's just kind of, perhaps, a neat way of breaking up the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos. There's an aspect of actually doing work on the 6 days, being engaged in creative activity on the 6 days, so that when you come to the 7th day, it's different. And then there's not doing work on the seventh day. That's another aspect, is actually not doing the work on the 7th day, because Hashem rested on the 7th day. So we have two things. We have working on the 6th day, applying ourselves in the 6th day, so that when we come to the 7th day, it's distinguished by the fact that we're not doing work. Like, there's a certain contrast. And then there's something else, which is actually not doing work on the 7th day, because Hashem didn't do work on the 7th day. It's just... So what we're saying, in a sense, is, in other words, Shabbos permeates your week. When you work during the 6 days of the week, Shabbos is beating in your chest. It's running through your veins. When you're working, the reason you're working in the 6 days, it's a mitzvah to work in the 6 days. The Maharal points that out. It's a mitzvah to work in the 6 days. The 6 days demonstrate that the 7th day is different. So you're remembering Shabbos every single day. And that's in theme with things that we mentioned last week, like remembering Sunday. It's not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, and so on. The 6 days are focused and directed and pointing toward a Shabbos. But then there's the Shabbos. That's a different thing. That Hashem rested, so to say. We've discussed that and we'll readdress that again. He rested on the 7th day. Now I want to draw out something else in the text, which you don't have in front of you. Draw out something else.
Go ahead. It's interesting that in the dichotomy, the first part is focusing on the 6th day, and then at the end of that first part, it's almost like you can't get to Shabbat until you do all this prep. And that's how the text is, because the text is prepping, and then the second part is really light on the work part and heavy on the Shabbos part. So, is it like a metaphor in the text for how we're supposed to see it?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. That's exactly what I'm trying to get across, is that... No, I'm trying to get that across.
I guess you did it.
No, okay. Now I did.
Got it.
But so that is definitely the message. The message is that... And there are multiple layers of this, and we'll continue to address this single point, is that, yes, Hashem wants to teach us how to observe Shabbos. The Pasuk is a guide. It's a Torah. It's a guide on how to observe Shabbos. It's not just keep Shabbos. It doesn't start with Friday night Kiddush. That's not how Shabbos starts. Shabbos started on Sunday. When I'm working, I'm getting all my work done on Sunday morning, so that when Friday evening comes, I'm ready for Shabbos. Right? It's a perspective. Let's build on that. Okay? Did someone else want to say something?
No? I do, but it might be too far afield, but I'll try it.
Okay.
It has seemed to me this whole idea of working your way up to Shabbos. Shabbos is a very hard deadline, and in my life, I found that if I don't get the laundry done by Thursday, and the house cleaned by Wednesday, and the food, you know, if I don't do the 6 days properly, then I'm kind of caught short by Shabbos, and things aren't done. And that seems to me a metaphor for the whole idea that you do your mitzvahs and you build up all of your credits before you get to Olam Haba, because you don't have, you're done then.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it in this time,
mm-hmm.
your lifetime, mm-hmm. in the 6 days.
Right.
When you get to Shabbos, when you get to the afterlife, you're done.
Right. That's definitely the week, as we all know, is a microcosm of, you know, perhaps a 7,000 year, continuum of creation, and, connects to this world and the world to come, and so on. Yeah. Yeah. Like the rabbis actually say those very words. They say, Mi she, Tarach be'erev Shabbos. Someone who toiled and put effort in on Shabbos Eve, Yochal b'Shabbos, will eat on Shabbos. So they actually make that. That's the connection. That's the connection between the 6 days and Shabbos. Absolutely, it's a hard deadline. But and you're right that the pasuk also might be connoting that if you really want it to be a Shabbos properly, you better get your work done the 6 days, otherwise it won't be a Shabbos.
But
you know?
If I do that, I'm also reminded that if I really want the world to come, there's a lot of work to be done in this world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's every week I get reminded of that.
So, since we're working towards the goal of the world to come, the question is when we actually make this world to come closer. When we work, when we create more towards this work to come, during the week or during the Shabbos when there is. Because Hashem is his premium quality as a creator. From day one, from day six, he's creator, so we're emulating Hashem. We try to be creative on the 6 days. And he created this world for us to live in this world. Until there is world to come.
Right.
So when we create more of this world to come
during the week or during Shabbos?
During the week or during Shabbos?
Well, in comparison to the world to come, even Shabbos is work. Because on Shabbos we're doing, we're accomplishing, we're growing, we're changing on Shabbos. Even if we're not doing physical labor, but we're changing. So Shabbos also is like a day of work, a day of labor, a day of creativity. In comparison to the world to come, where in the world to come, we're not actively creating. There it's really like a Shabbos, in the sense that all the creative, the spiritual, the metaphysical creation in this world ends on Shabbos Eve, and when one departs this world, and then the ultimate Shabbos, the world to come, Olam Haba, when individual and for the entire Jewish community, the world, and so on, Olam Haba, it really is a cessation. So, if I were to measure when we accomplish more, I would say we accomplish all the 7 days, even if we're not doing labor, because Shabbos is also spiritually creative. I don't know if that's a fair answer, but my choice would be all of the above. C, all of the above. Okay. So now we understand this piece, that there's two parts to the psukim. Now, let's look at one other detail in these psukim. Listen to these words. Remember the Shabbos day to sanctify it. And notice at the very end it also says, therefore Hashem blessed the Shabbos day and sanctified it. So Shabbos, the word Shabbos, actually as the Shabbos day, is present in the beginning of the text and at the end of the text. Okay? Remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. Therefore Hashem blessed the Shabbos day and sanctified it. So it's present in the beginning and the end. By the way, the word Shabbos means the day which commemorates the time where Hashem rested. That's what the word Shabbat means. Shabbat means, it's a proper noun. Shabbat is a proper noun. it's the time period which commemorates the resting of Hashem from creative activity. So it didn't become Shabbos until when?
Until
the second week. The first week, Hashem rested, so to say. There wasn't a Shabbos. When did Shabbos begin? When people, in a sense, first human beings, and Klal Yisrael, when people commemorated the resting of Hashem on Shabbos. That's why, if you look at Bereishis, it says, listen, do we hear the word Shabbos? Vayechulu Hashamay v'aretz v'chol tzavam. Vayechal Elokim v'yom hashvi'i. God completed on the seventh day, melachto hashvi'i. Vayishbot. He ceased from work, and so on. Vayom hashvi'i. Mikol melachto hashvi'i. Vayevarech Elokim et yom hashvi'i. God bless the seventh day. But here, when it talks about blessing, what did Hashem bless? The Shabbos. Because now, there's a transformation. There's a day Hashem, this is just simple pshat. This is just, you know, straightforward, you know, plain commentary on what the words mean. Hashem rested on the seventh day, and then when it was observed, it became the Shabbos. That's what it means. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-Shabbat. The Jewish people observed the day which commemorates Hashem's resting. That's what it means. That's what it means, right? So now, what does it say? An amazing thing. Listen. It says, for 6 days you should do creative work. And on the seventh day, it is Shabbos to Hashem. Which means, you look at it as the seventh day. Remember, Hashem's introducing to us, Shabbos is a favorite pastime. But to the Jewish people, they don't know about Shabbos. So Hashem's telling them, what you call the seventh day, that's not just the seventh day. That's Shabbos. That's the day of commemoration unto Hashem. It's a totally different concept. It's not the seventh day. It's a commemoration unto Hashem. Right? It's Shabbat l'Hashem Elokecha. Right? So, in a sense, what Hashem is saying to us is that we have the time and the space of a seventh day, which is mundane. But we need to remember and connect it with the Shabbat of Hashem. Give it that higher form. Right? And listen to the continuation. If we go to part two, right? Part two. Don't do any creative activity, you and anyone who's attached to you, because Hashem created the world in 6 days. Vayanach bayom hashvi, and he rested on the seventh day, because it wasn't a Shabbos. He rested on the seventh day. Therefore Hashem sanctified the Shabbat. Which sounds like there's two things. There's the seventh day, and then there's this higher experience called Shabbat. Right? It's something else. That meaning let's take it the process one step at a time. There's the day that Hashem did not do any work. That's the seventh day. But then because it's a day worthy of commemoration, it becomes the Shabbat. So in a sense, the Torah is telling us to not to work in the 6 days and remember, and on the seventh day, it's Shabbat. Meaning, what the Torah is telling us is, identify the seventh day in a higher form. Might be very straightforward words, but what the Torah is doing, it's guiding us, directly guiding us to, and like pushing us and guiding us in the direction of making that time, identifying it as a different time. It's not a seventh day when you don't do work. It's Shabbos of Hashem. It's a different day. It's a Shabbos of Hashem. The seventh day is not, it's not just a day when you don't do work. Because if it was just a day you don't work, the Torah could have said, 6 days you should do work, and on the seventh day don't do work. That's not what it says. It says 6 days you should do work, and the seventh day it's Shabbos. Don't do your creative work on the seventh day, because Hashem rested on the seventh day and He blessed the Shabbos. So there's an emphasis on moving from our perception of just being a seventh day, just another day when I'm not doing work, to a day that is Shabbos. That's a different day. It's a Shabbos unto Hashem. And it testifies. Why? What's special about the Shabbos? It testifies to that Hashem created the world. It's a testimony. And I saw a beautiful insight. you know in the Aseret HaDibrot, which one is Shabbat? Right? Number? No.
Number four.
And we know that the first side of the Luchot corresponds to the second side of the Luchot. So the fourth commandment obviously corresponds to the ninth commandment. The ninth commandment is Lo ta'aneh b'reacha ein shaker. Do not bring into position a false witness against your friend. Meaning, by observing Shabbat, we're testifying to the truth that Hashem is the creator of the world. If we were not to observe the Shabbat, then we're falsely testifying about the ultimate truth, that Hashem is the creator. That's why the fourth commandment, each one has a relationship to the other. That's why the fourth commandment corresponds to the ninth commandment. So the message in the very Ten Commandments that we're studying right now, we're studying the fourth commandment, the message in that commandment is that it's a day of testimony. It's a brit. It's a sign. It's a day of testimony that the Jewish people testify to a higher meaning in the seventh day. That the seventh day is Shabbat. There's a higher meaning.
I mean, one thing always bothers me is, why would we testify on the seventh day when he didn't do work to the creation of work which he did on the other day?
Right.
That seems a little bit...
Right. So, simply, what we're testifying to, without getting very... I don't want to discuss
sure
that whole thing, but...
We're
testifying to the fact that Hashem could actively create and then maintain his creation, that it keeps going, and that he maintains that creation. So the contrast, the change from things coming into being to things stopping from coming into being and then being maintained, that's what we're celebrating, that Hashem has created the world and maintains the world.
As
Mashkiach, right. That keeps it going, and then that connects to Yitzhak Mitzrayim, mm-hmm. that Hashem actually orchestrated mm-hmm. the Exodus, and that He's involved. He's not just maintaining things, He's involved in things, how they progress. And those are essential ingredients to mention about Shabbat and your Kiddush. If you don't mention the Exodus, you haven't fulfilled your obligation of Kiddush. You have to mention that Hashem created Hashem sanctified the Shabbat, and an essential ingredient of the Kiddush is to say, Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim, mentioning that Hashem is actively engaged and involved in intervening in our world. Okay, so we're going to leave that text right now, and what we learned from there, what we learned from there is the guidance that the Torah is urging us to adopt. Zachor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho. Remember the Shabbat day, meaning you think it's the seventh day. No, it's not the seventh day. Remember the Shabbat day. Remember that higher reality of the seventh day. It's the Shabbat day. L'Kadsho, to sanctify it. Take your seventh day and sanctify it. And the way we do that is with the mitzvah of Kiddush. Specifically with the mitzvah of Kiddush. And getting a little bit picturesque about the mitzvah of Kiddush, it's an empty cup when you're pouring in the wine. The empty cup connotes the vacuum of a seventh day. The seventh day is a vacuum. It calls for meaning. It's a day when you can't do work, right? That's what it is. But it's calling for meaning, like each of us, like Ms. Sarman asked last time, she said, like, you know, well, how do you rest? How do you really rest on Shabbos between the cooking and the, you know, running around from Kiddush and lunch and, you know, all the things? Before you know it, you're exhausted on Monday Shabbos, and another Shabbos, you know? So the cup represents the void that is going to be felt and is felt on Shabbos when we don't add to it the Kedusha. And the Kedusha the sanctity is represented by the wine. Because the wine is a byproduct of elevation. We took the grape and we squeezed it, and this is a concept that's throughout our literature, that specifically the grape, which is elevated, and it's the only liquid where we make a new blessing on it, a higher blessing, its own blessing. Borei Priya Gafen, right? So it's literally sanctifying the physical. It's elevating the physical. So we're taking this empty cup, which is a void of the seventh day. It was created in 6 days. You're taking it now, it's empty, just sitting there on the table, and you're filling it up with an elevated byproduct, something that's higher. And with that, on that cup of wine, on that, you're going to usher in a day, a time, a space, which is new, which is higher, which is more of more content, which is richer, specifically with a cup of wine. Okay. So, we hear a few things from the Psukim. There are many unanswered questions that I have. What I want to share with you right now is a comment of the Ramban. A mysterious, you know, comment of the Ramban, which I studied with a good friend, and I tried to crack the code of the Ramban, and I want to share with you my findings. And hopefully this will be another way to enrich the Kiddush. Another way to enter Shabbos and enrich the Kiddush. We all know that the Torah says that Hashem spoke Zachor v'shamor v'dibur echad. And we spoke about this last week. Hashem said to remember the Shabbat and to guard, to safeguard the Shabbat. And he said that in a single statement. Right? In Exodus, in Sefer Shemot, where Hashem himself, so to say, speaks to the Jewish people, there it says, Zachor, et Yom HaShabbat HaKodesho. And in Devarim, in chapter 6, in Parsha Berchanan, I think it's chapter 6, in Parsha Berchanan, over there, Hashem says, Shamor, Moshe teaches us Shamor. The obvious question is, if they're both said at the same time, so why then is Zachor here and Shamor here? What's the meaning that Zachor was said by Hashem, like, if you and I read the Psukim, who's saying the words Shamor in Devarim? Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is telling the Jewish people, safeguard the Shabbat. He's the one that's repeating the events that happened at Sinai. And at Sinai, Hashem himself is saying, Zachor, remember the Shabbat. So why is Zachor adapted, is the one that Hashem expressed? If he said both, then why, you know, I guess if it said the other way, I'd also ask the question. But why, ultimately, is Zachor connected with what Hashem said and Shamor connected with what Moshe Rabbeinu said? Why is that?
Zachor is about seventh day of creation, about what Hashem, when Hashem rested, that Zachor, remember that day. But Shamor, that was beautiful too.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Correct. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Zachor, we're remembering, like to emphasize what you're saying as well. Like Zachor, early was said by Hashem about the creation, and Shamor is said by Moshe, and he mentions the Exodus of Egypt. He doesn't emphasize the creation. So it's hang on and keep the Shabbat, you know, that we have. I buy into that 100%. I have something else to offer on it, but that's a strong shot in the Psukim. Okay, so what do I have to say about this? Well, here we are, Zachor and Shamor. So we should all know that, says the Ramban, a mysterious thing, that the words Zachor in the Torah always appears with the word day, for like the day, the daytime. And Shamor appears with the nighttime. Mm-hmm. And we'll give one example. I'll just give one example where you have, for example, Zachor et Hayom Azeh. You know, remember this day that you're going out of Egypt. Zachor and Yom go together in the Torah text. It's common that the word Zachor, to remember, goes with the day. And Shamor, safeguarding, goes with the night. Like one example, we say Leil Shimurim, Pesach night is called the night that Hashem waited for and like watched over and guarded, and he was waiting for the moment to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Leil Shimurim. So you hear the word Leil means like Lila, the night of. Lishmor, to guard, to watch. So the word, says the Ramban, that the word zachor, to remember, goes with day, and shamor goes with night. Now here's where it gets mysterious. So the Ramban says, that's why the rabbis tell us that when we greet Shabbos, the rabbis always say, bo neitze, let us go out, likrat Shabbat, malketa. Let's go out to greet Shabbat. And that's why the daytime kiddush is called Kiddusha Rabba, the big kiddush. Because it's talking about the big kiddush. Now, it's a joke. It's kind of like a joke, because the Talmud reports that the daytime kiddush, you know, once one of the authors in the Talmud went and he stayed by someone for Shabbos and he heard them call it Kiddusha Rabba, and he thought they meant it as a joke because it's such a small kiddush. All you see is Borei Pri HaGefen. So I call it the big kiddush. I mean, in Ashul it's a big kiddush, but generally speaking, you know, it's all it is over a cup of wine to say Borei Pri HaGefen. So why is it called Kiddusha Rabba? Right? So, but the Ramban says this mysterious thing. He says that's why we go out to greet Shabbat, and we call it Shabbat Malkata, and that's why in the day it's called Kiddusha Rabba. It's like, you know, try to solve that one. I mean, what does he mean to say? What does he mean? So, if you like kind of feel through the rest of the Ramban, this is what he says, is the following. And it connects to what we just learned. Shabbat is a day that is a reality. There's a reality that it is a Shabbat. We need to connect to that reality. See, whereas Yom Tov, we all know that Yom Tov is sanctified through the Beit Din, through the Jewish court, the high court, that says, Mekudash, Mekudash. It is sanctified. The new moon is sanctified. So we make the Yom Tov. You know, when we pray and we say, Mekadesh Yisrael Vehazmanim. That's the blessing we say in Musaf. Mekadesh Yisrael Vehazmanim. It means, Hashem sanctified the Jewish people who sanctify the time. That, so we have power over time. We sanctify time. But Shabbos is nothing like that. Shabbos is not like that at all. Shabbos is a reality whether we accept it or we don't accept it. There is a Shabbos. There won't be a Pesach. There won't be a holiday. There won't be a Rosh Chodesh unless the Beit Din sanctifies it. But a Shabbos is not like that. A Shabbos is sanctified already. Right? Okay. Where was I going with that? So Shabbos is already sanctified. So what was I saying? Zachor is in the day. Okay, one second. Zachor yom haShabbat lekadsho. Remember Shabbos to keep it holy. So I'm trying to say the following. I'm trying to explain the Ramban. So the Ramban said, let's go back. The Ramban said that we go out to greet Shabbos. Okay. Lost my train of thought by going out there. Okay, sorry. We'll try to come back. Okay, so the Ramban says that's why we go out for Shabbos. At night we go out to greet Shabbos, the queen, and during the day it's called Kiddusha Rabba. So, now I understand what I was going to say. Shabbos is a reality. As it being a reality, Hashem created Shabbos. That means we're on the receiving end. Excuse the pun, I know this week is the week to talk about receiving end, but but we're on the receiving end, and on the receiving end, we, by Hashem being a giver of the Shabbos, we are inheriting two aspects of Hashem's presence. The classic two aspects. Hashem's Yira, Hashem's like Malchus, Hashem's reign over us as a king, Hashem is making Shabbos, and therefore we experience a sense of trepidation and awe inspiration from Hashem's establishing the Shabbos. That's a spirit of the Shabbos. One spirit of the Shabbos is the awe of Shabbos, that there's an awesome day over here. Shabbos is an awesome day. On the other hand, there's the totally other side of it, which is the passion and the love to connect with Hashem, the Ahava. So with Hashem establishing Shabbos, not us, with Hashem establishing Shabbos, there are two aspects. There's the fear, and there's the love. So to say, these two aspects, the Yira and the Ahava. When does Yira and Ahava rule? Shabbos is a long day, right? Sometimes it's very long. People say, wow, this is a really long Shabbos. You know, so when do these aspects come out? The answer is, like the Ramban is telling us, At night, that's when you need shmirah, guarding. So at night, when the Shabbos comes in, that's when we have a sense of night, a sense of darkness. That's when we feel Hashem is a king. He gave us Shabbos, and we feel a sense of fear. The time that we feel secure and enjoyment of Shabbos, the delight of Shabbos, that the Shabbos is present, is during the day. That's how the Ramban types it up. So it comes out like this. So if we want to accept Shabbos, we're the Jewish people that have gotten the Shabbos as a gift, and we are in awe, awe-inspired on Friday night, so how should we accept the Shabbos? Say the sages, go out to greet the Shabbos. Bo'u mitzin likrat Shabbos Malkasa. Let's go greet the Shabbos. Why? Because we're in a state of, we're paralyzed due to the awe of having a Shabbos instilled. So we want to, in fact, adopt and accept the Shabbos upon us so that the Shabbos is protective of us. We want to bring the Shabbos and have it shower upon us so that we are protected and enveloped by the Shabbos. And that's why the nighttime the Kiddush is longer. The Kiddush is, it's reflective. We're saying, my goodness, it's Shabbos. But Hashem, you guided us. You love us. Be'ahava uveratzon. You gave it us with love because we want to feel Hashem's presence. We talk about, Hashem, you guide us through Mitzrayim. But that's the nighttime. The daytime, it's called Kedusha Rabbah. Listen to this amazing secret from the Ramban. Kedusha Rabbah. Why is it called the Great Kiddush? Because during the daytime, we need very little reflection. The daytime represents the time that it's bright, right? It's bright, and we feel, we bask in the sun, so to say, of Shabbos. We're in the glory of Shabbos. Hashem is present. It's full force. Shabbos is in full force. We can feel Hashem's presence, and we don't need, at that level, we have the midah of ava, of love. And when there's love, you don't have to write a whole long, you know, you don't have to build a whole long conversation. When there's love between two people, then just the statement, I love you, the cliche, I love you, that's enough. You just say, Hashem, I love you. And therefore, we don't need a whole long kiddush. That's why it's called Kiddusha Rabbah, the Great Kiddush. Why? Because it's talking about the great level of love which surpasses the fear of Shabbos. That's why it's called Kiddusha Rabbah. Because the Kiddush that we're making is a Kiddush which connects with a higher level, with Ava. That is what the Ramban says. So on Friday night, we go to greet the Shabbos because we're awestruck by Shabbos. And we're in the middle of Yira. So then the Kiddush is more reflective. We're trying to become embraced by the Shabbos. That's what we want on Friday night. On Friday night, we want to experience the Shabbos because Shabbos hit us. Now it's Shabbos. Kind of like the way you said, there's a deadline. Shabbos came. Oh my goodness, now it's Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. A second into Shabbos is still Shabbos. It doesn't come in incremental. It comes in full force. It is Shabbos from the moment Shabbos begins to the moment Shabbos ends. It's full Shabbos. And that's a stark contrast. Over there we need to absorb, we need to bring Shabbos upon us. That's why the sages they're basically recommending that we go and engage in Shabbos. Let's go greet the Shabbos. Because the presence of Hashem on that day is an awe-inspiring presence. We need to acclimate to Shabbos, and we need to enjoy Shabbos on Friday night. On Shabbos day, it's in full force. The Jewish people, the collective consciousness of the Jewish people, are experiencing the presence of Shabbos. And it's in full force. It's daytime. It's bright. It's loving. It's passionate. It's open. It's bright. Right? At that time, there's no need to be so reflective and to envelop in Shabbos. You're in the Shabbos. You're in the Shabbos. And therefore, since you're in the Shabbos, that time only needs a little bit of a kiddush. Borei Priya Geffen. You know, all you need is a Borei Priya Geffen, and then you're off, you're done. You've said the I love you, so to say, right? Excuse the social, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, you're ready in the Shabbos. Now you're ready to just enjoy the higher purpose. The Ava, blows your mind. It's from the beyond. You're in the Shabbos, it's from the beyond. You're in Olam Haba, so to say, now, in full force. That's why it's called Kedusha Rabbah. So that's the amazing thing about Kiddush. Now we have a different, a new appreciation for Kiddush. On Friday night when we make Kiddush, like we spoke about last week, it needs to be a real experience. The experience of creating an environment at your table or wherever you are where the Shabbos Kiddush is special. You're reflecting, you're looking at the candles. There's a halacha that we need to look at the candles. We're reflective. We're gaining the wisdom. We're trying to absorb the spirit of Shabbos. You know, we want to sing Zmiros to feel the Shabbos. We want to connect with the Shabbos on Friday night. But on Shabbos day, it's not about building an environment. The environment, so to say, exists. There is a glorious Shabbos. It is glorious. Shabbos is there. All you need to is to tap into that. As a Jew, you tap into that by saying Bor Priyat Gefen, and you're remembering the Shabbos on the Shabbos, which brings to light the contrast that the Zohar. That's why I brought the Zohar, which brings to light the contrast of the Zohar's perspective on the different times of Shabbos and how the meals are different on Shabbos. But before we get to that, does anyone want to share a thought or a question or anything on what we're saying? Yeah, go ahead.
I followed you very well, and the only thing that wasn't clear on me is to which of those two is the Zohar applying, which of the two is the Shemar?
Thank you, sorry. I didn't loop it back, I'm sorry. Yeah, so, Zohar, awesome, now I can answer my question. The question was, why did Hashem say Zohar and Moshe say Shemar? It's a very deep point. And Alex, your answer is dead on shut. I'm saying Drush, okay? So it's like this, that Zohar at Yom HaShabbat HaKadosho relates to the Shabbos day. Now, that doesn't mean that the mitzvah, let's be clear. The mitzvah of Kiddush is only to make the Kiddush biblically on Friday night. Okay, but we're not getting into the technicalities of the halacha. We're talking about the spirit of the verse. Zachor et Yom HaShabbat relates clearly to the day of Kiddush. That's why when we make Kiddush, by the way, our custom is to say, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat HaKadosho. You know, that's why we say Zachor during the day. Remember the Shabbos during the day, because that's when it relates to the most. On Friday night is the Shamor, when we need that safeguard and the protection. It's a very deep point. Hashem, appreciate this. The Torah was given when? On the Shabbos, in the morning. That's when Hashem said Zachor is Yom HaShabbos. Because Hashem's coming up, so to say, full force, giving of the Torah by day. Hashem's all the passion, all the, you know, Hashem is, you know, exposing his presence to the Jewish people with the full love on Shabbos day. That's Zachor. But Moshe Rabbeinu, if you will, allegorically, Moshe Rabbeinu represents the rabbinic, enhancement, the wrapping over the biblical laws. Or, if you want to go Kabbalistic, Hashem, so to say, is the Chachma during the day, and at night it's like the Bina, where we need to engage in it. Even though the Chachma comes after the Bina in this case, but nevertheless, we need the Chachma and Bina, the presence of Hashem's, the presence of Hashem's Malchus, Hashem's kingship, is present on Shabbos. So it's not a question why the Chachma comes later and the Bina comes first. But the point is that Moshe is like engaging us in understanding and safeguarding the Shabbos at night. And Hashem is giving the Shabbos clearly, openly, so to say, during the day. Okay? Hope I didn't confuse anyone with that point, but that's the answer why Hashem says Zachar and Moshe says Shamar. Very different drush. But hopefully that adds a certain spirit to what we're trying to gain when we make Kiddush on Friday night. And when we daven l'chadodi, or when we bring in Shabbos a few minutes early, we're trying to bring the Shabbos upon us. Yeah.
When you spoke about at night we need Shamor because we need the protection.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost, I was a little concerned about it because it hits us full force as if it were something to be afraid of. But we are protecting Shabbos, and Shabbos is protecting us.
It's not the Shabbos that we're afraid of. It's God forbid. The Shabbos is our partner in connecting with understanding at even higher level, understanding Hashem, right? It's not just kind of Hashem. We're, Hashem sanctified the seventh day. Hashem's presence, if you will, is, I don't know how to say it differently, is more felt on the seventh day. Hashem is a king over the seventh day. Maybe if those of you from last week remember, we talked about the Malbim, the difference between Vayanach and Vayishbos. I'm not going to get into the full details, but we talked about the fact that Hashem guides the world with an intervention on Shabbos. Hashem personally guides it. So Shabbos is Hashem's Malchus, Hashem's dominion over the world on Shabbos. That's what is like awesome about Shabbos and evokes fear in us. The Shabbos, by us embracing the Shabbos, we're protected. We feel cherished. We feel all protected by grabbing the Shabbos upon us. That's our means of rising to the level of relating to Hashem. If we go from the weekday to a Shabbos without absorbing the Shabbos before, then we're in Hashem's presence without preparation. It's like coming into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur without an Elul, without a month before to prepare. Boom! You wake up one morning, you know, your spouse, your friend, your parent, your child tells you, "Good morning! Today's Rosh Hashanah!" You're like, "Oh my gosh, I didn't prepare for, I'm not even ready for Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah. You know, how can I do this?" That's how Shabbos would hit us. But what we do, the wisdom is that Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us, as that's the role of the rabbinic figures, is to guide us how to adopt to the Torah, how to connect to the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us, as Rabban Shel Yisrael, as the Rebbe of all the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us how to adapt into connecting with Hashem through safeguarding the Shabbos and pulling it over us on Friday night. That's Kabbalah Shabbos. And listen to the Lechadodi. Shamor v'Zachor. Why is Shamor first? Perfect! Shouldn't it be that Zachor v'Shamor? Zachor was said in Shemot, and Shamor was said later. Zachor is said by Hashem, Shamor said by Moshe. Why does it say Shamor v'Zachor? The answer is because safeguarding the Shabbos needs to come before remembering the Shabbos, which is remembering is represented by the day, and Shamor is by the night. And I'm 901. Cool. Okay. Can I have a few more minutes? Yeah? Okay. So that is hopefully something, a tidbit to take with us about the Friday Night Kiddush especially. There needs to be a reflective time, and we want to do as much as we can to absorb the Shabbos on Friday night, and that's a means. It's a very practical means of connecting with this reality called Shabbos, and that reality of Shabbos brings us even to a higher understanding of Hashem. That is what we're supposed to do on Friday night. So now the Zohar. This is where it gets exciting. Okay, so every Yom Tov, everything in the world, the way it works as a Zohar, a general rule you should know, is that the Hashem will only move. The upper worlds are only shaken, and there's only shaking and moving in the upper worlds if we do something below. That's the general principle. So when we do a mitzvah below, down here, that, you know, echoes in the upper spheres, in the spiritual spheres. That's true for Yom Tov as well. When the Jewish people, the Beis Din, the rabbis, say, Mikudash, Mikudash, the month is sanctified, it officially becomes Rosh Chodesh up there. We do it. We make, Hashem gave us time. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. It's yours. You make Rosh Chodesh. You make Yom Tov. When you make it, it becomes Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov. But Shabbos is different. Shabbos is entirely different. We just said, Hashem made it Shabbos. Shabbat LaHashem. It's Hashem's Shabbos. Whether we call it Shabbos, we don't call it Shabbos, it is Shabbos. That is a reality. So what are we doing on Shabbos? If we're not, the way they say, the Sfarim HaKadoshim, the Hasidic masters ask this question. So what are we doing on Shabbos? We're not moving and shaking by making Kiddush on Friday night. We're not making it Shabbos. It is Shabbos. It's a reality. It's going to be Shabbos. Now, the truth is, if you make Kiddush before, Shabbos comes in, so you're bringing in Shabbos by doing the Kiddush. But the reality is, we all make Kiddush afterward. Mm-hmm. And so what are we doing with our Kiddush? The answer is, we're trying to mirror the reality. We're trying to prepare ourselves, to acclimate ourselves through the Kiddush to this higher reality. Because we're not triggering anything. What we're doing is we're trying to adapt to a higher reality. So the Kiddush, which means sanctification, is actually a way for us to sanctify ourselves, to prepare ourselves to a higher reality of Shabbos. That's what the Kiddush is. It's not making the Shabbos. The Kiddush doesn't make the Shabbos. The Kiddush prepares us and makes us reflective to get into Shabbos.
So, by that token, what about the Kiddush of Yom Tov? Would that be something different?
The Kiddush, there is no mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Tov, meaning a biblical mitzvah. It's a rabbinic extension of the Shabbos Kiddush. So, it's a means of absorbing the Yom Tov, but it's only a rabbinic, it's a rabbinic concept. There's no mitzvah, d'oraisa, of Kiddush on Yom Tov. Okay. There are three more points I want to share, and we're running, and we're short on time. So I just want to, I'll end with one point. So the Zohar asks a question. It says, Hashem blessed the seventh day. We all know, Rashi teaches, how was the seventh day blessed? With the man. Hashem made the man for the seventh day. So the Zohar asks, that's a paradox. The man, the manna, did not fall on the seventh day. We all know that a double portion fell on the sixth day. It didn't fall on the seventh day. So how's Hashem blessing it? What's the blessing? Maybe if there would be a double portion on the seventh day, then I understand it's a blessing. You get extra food. You know, it's extra. It's an extra portion, then there's a blessing. But if there's nothing on the seventh day, what's the blessing in the seventh day? So says the Zohar, this is a key. It's a key in how to view our Shabbos meals. It's a total key in how to view our Shabbos meals. And in fact, Hasidim and Sephardic communities, they say this piece of Zohar at a Friday night meal. Those that are, you know, they keep this tradition. It's printed in their Sidur. It's not in the Ashkenaz Sidur. But recommended reading for Friday night, this piece of Zohar, it really does the trick. It turns your Shabbos table into a real, you know, higher level Shabbos table. I don't do this, but I heard. So, what does it say in the Zohar? It says the Zohar, it's exactly the point. The seventh day doesn't have the man in it because it is the source of blessing. Vayivarech Elohim et Yom HaShavi'i, God blessed the seventh day, means He made it Mekor HaBracha. That's what we say. Kihi Mekor HaBracha. Those of us familiar with Lecha Dodi, right? How's it go? It is the source of blessing. That's from the Zohar. Hashem turned Shabbos into the source of blessing. So the reason there's no blessing on the seventh day is because Shabbos spills over, its blessing spilled over into all the days of the week. So if you observe the Shabbos the way it's meant to be observed, and you demonstrate your connection to Shabbos, so then your week will be blessed with the blessing of Shabbos. It will spill over into Shabbos, right? That's the we're all familiar with the custom in the halacha that the wine should spill over at Havdalah. The wine of Havdalah should spill over onto the plate. A little bit should spill over. Because we all know, we want the sanctity of Shabbos to spill over into the weekday. That's what it says over here in the Zohar. And therefore, says the Zohar, every period, and I'm not going to go through we're short on time, so I'm not going to go through what each period represents, but every period of the Shabbat, the beginning of the Shabbat, the middle of the Shabbat, and the end of Shabbat, needs to have a table set where the goodness, the bread and the meals and the delicacies are brought to the table to demonstrate the faith that this is the source of blessing. I mean, Hashem didn't give us the man on this day because it is the source of blessing. But by me showing the faith that I'm willing to bring all my food forward, my best food forward, on a day that I'm not working, I'm not making a wage, and I'm coming and I'm putting all my food on the table, and I'm demonstrating with faith that this day is a day that's blessed, That faith that's built on at a Shabbos meal, that faith, that blessing, that spiritual, metaphysical, whatever you want to call it, Kabbalistic, cosmic blessing that permeates from the Shabbos table into all of your food and all of your resources during the week. So that's the more we indulge in the beauty, and we honor and indulge in Shabbos, in the Shabbos meal, the more we demonstrate that we have the faith that Hashem provides during the week. And in that merit, that's really what how it works, by doing that. So really, ideally, says the Zohar, it applies to Friday night. Because Friday night is the onset of Shabbos, and like we said, we want to pull Shabbos upon us. That's the whole spirit of the Kiddush, so Friday night meal. But even for Shabbos day, because Shabbos day, it's the passion, it's the love. And even for the end of Shabbos, when Shabbos is ebbing away, nevertheless, at the end of Shabbos, you want to demonstrate that it's a complete faith. It's not an incomplete faith. I didn't stop in the afternoon with my faith. My faith carries through to the very last moments of Shabbos. And my shalashuddis, if you will, carries to the last moments of Shabbos, and I had three full meals to demonstrate that I'm totally faithful, I'm totally engaged and invested. I'm invested in the faith that Shabbos has to provide and the blessing that Shabbos has to provide. Good Shabbos.